Hello, hello. I think this maybe is interesting for more people. And, well, it's not very easy to talk about that because usually you always hint to some deep, very deep lying problems regarding unconditional love. Because what you talk about here, what you ask here is the difference between unconditional love and the love, if you call it so, that people usually live in their life and they just call it that. So that's the problem, because you will usually not find unconditional love out there. It's very rare. It can happen between a mother and child, even father and a child, but usually even that is not completely unconditional usually. And there's a reason why it's that. So we have to distinguish between these two, and I always recommend to meditate on that. And at the end, it's all about this. When you meditate, you always find out, you get some clearance, you get some conscious insights about what is true and what is false, and also what is artificial and which is some profound knowledge and which is eternal or divine. So you all in meditation, you always distinguish between the divine and the creation, let's say. And these are two completely different things. I know that there may be a level when these two are one, but at the end it's not the same. Like, yeah, you and your mirror are not the same. Of course, in the mirror it looks like you, but it's the opposite way. So what is left is right, what is right is left. And of course you are not your mirror, so if you feed the mirror, you will not get fed. And that's this problem that you have when you distinguish between, you're not able to distinguish between what is a mirror, so, or a picture of yourself, and what is the truth means you that you see in the mirror. And this is the most confusing part about all this. And we love that confusion, because otherwise we couldn't go so deep into this game that we are playing, and with the game master, the ego. And that's why we have hidden unconditional love, to be able the understanding of unconditional love, also how to live unconditional love, etc., how unconditional love works and how it doesn't. And this is hidden, so we are able to play that game of ego. So we have a lot of mechanisms, energetically or spiritually, or also in society, to hide that knowledge, to hide that ability. And whatever you take, I haven't found anything out there that is the opposite. It's religion, it's also society, it's also education, it's also your karma. Everything is only designed so you cannot reach unconditional love, so you will hide unconditional love towards yourself. Everything has that purpose, that main purpose. That's what I got in my insight, and that's why we have that. When I got that insight, I had a big problem, because I couldn't rely to anything. I couldn't, well, where are you going to search for the truth? Where are you going to search for unconditional love if everything that is designed out there is the opposite? Yes, you can find it in nature. That's why when you go for a walk in nature, I know this is a little bit more difficult in Egypt, but when you go for a walk in Germany, you go through the woods, for example, or you go to some lake or some rivers. And when you go into nature and leave society and leave this artificial life, then you will find out that your mind calms down. It wouldn't ever be the opposite, it's not possible. So then that's why people say you can find the divine in nature. And that's true, because the nature is not the divine, but you get very close to it, because that's the, let's say, the real reflection, the real mirror that you can, may you may be able to. In that reflection, maybe you find what is reflected through nature. So, and that is shown in your calm mind and your peaceful heart when you go into nature. That's one way. The other way is that you may have some very good people who are the same problems, and who were successful in finding out what we truly are, who are successful, how to find out what is the divine, and how to successfully find out what is unconditional love. And this is all combined. So when you're dealing, so now to go down to the everyday life, if you're dealing with people that you love, then when you meditate on that love, on that relationship, then you will usually be able to distinguish also between two parts. And one part is really unconditional, but this is hidden in the beginning of meditation. You won't find that usually in the very first hours, or even days, weeks, or months, or even years. But you will first have to deal with the artificial part, and this is what you believe love is, or what you imagine yourself what love is. And this is how we condition love. So you first will find out, how do you condition love? And one very easy thing is, usually we use education in that part, means that we teach our children, I love you when you do this, and I don't love you when you do that. And so we say we can use love as a manipulation tool to do, let children do what we like them to do, and not to do what we don't like them to do. Of course, you can tell them this differently, but usually love is misused for that purpose, as a very powerful tool, let's say, to do so. There's also a reason why this works. Usually this won't work. If you know what you are, this won't work anyway. So you must have a child who doesn't know what he or she is. And that means if you have a child who doesn't know, that this is a willful act. It means when you don't know what you truly are, if you don't know what the divine is, if you don't know what unconditional love is, then you have chosen to not to know. Otherwise, this wouldn't be the result as a divine being. And so in all of that education and conditioning, also when you have a partner, then you are searching for something usually. Usually, not very consciously, more subconsciously or unconsciously, means when, for example, let's say, just for real life examples, that you will find out yourself when you open up your karmic experiences. As I told everyone, the easiest way I know is through spontaneous movement, but there are more ways, of course. And then you may find out that you are, in this life, you're loving somebody. But when you meditate on that, why is it like that? Usually you meditate on unconditional love when it's becoming painful, not when everything is ideal or in paradise. Always when you find out what's going wrong here, because there should be love, but it isn't. So what's going on? And then you will find out that there is some deeper feeling that is unharmonious. And this unharmonious, deeper feeling, you have to ask yourself where it's coming from. So how unconditional love is disturbed by any painful, or doesn't matter how, what feelings, but anything else than unconditional love. And then you'll find out, for example, that in a life before, you are maybe that person helped you to not die for something. You are about to die and that person helped you to survive. And so you get a very deep feel of you have to give something back. And then if this wasn't possible to give, to fulfill what you think you have to do to give something back, then you usually feel, for example, only example, you will meet it, the person back or human being back in your next life, and then you fall in love, and then you will more serve that person than really be in love with the person. So people who think loving is serving, those people have some kind of a feeling they owe something to somebody. Usually because there was very severe moments in past lives where you get the idea you have to give something back, you owe something. So this is one example. Another example that very, very often happens, I don't have very many data to know that, but I always use the data that I have. And also, of course, I combine it with intuition and I find out if this is if true, means if I feel Trinity when I have that information or not. And here it is, like when you have a child, And this is, and you have that, let's say, not, this is not a result of unconditional love, because most people give birth to a child because it just happens. So it is that they didn't choose out of unconditional love, because when you are very conscious, and if you are in unconditional love, and then you get you make a child, it means you are very aware which soul, if you want to call it like that, which soul is now entering that body that you are helping to create. You are very aware of that, and you have always the free will to say yes or no. If you don't have that, and most people don't have that, and at the very moment of orgasm and by creation of a new body on that planet Earth, then the most people don't have that choice. They don't know which soul is coming. They have no idea if this will become a baby or not, or is doesn't matter. They don't have a free will regarding all of that. And that means they're doing this unconditionally. And that means that there is a reason for that. You have a reason that you don't know to whom you're giving birth to. Because if you would know, you wouldn't do that. This is usually the case. Means that very likely in your past lives, maybe not that past life, but any past life where you have some guilt or some open invoice, let's say that to anybody out there, like you were killed by somebody and you haven't, that you didn't forgive that. If you did forgive that by heart and you say, I forgive that you have killed me, then the game is over. But usually people don't forgive that. They are very in hate to that person who killed them, because they think that they didn't deserve that. This is the very highest, let's say, self-esteem. I don't know the English word correctly. English word, it's this overwhelming self-esteem that you think you are right, even if you're wrong. And it's the same here. So you think that you haven't deserved it to be killed. It wouldn't happen if you haven't deserved it. So that's the game. So it means that very often that person who killed you will be your child in your next life. Why? Because you have to face that. You have to come back to unconditional love, because by hating somebody else, doesn't matter why, by hating somebody else, you're going very far away, most as far as you can get from the divine. So you're hurting yourself the most. And creation always tries to make you whole again, to make you what you are, make you, to show you that you're divine being. And so it takes the best tricks to get you there. It means, so you hate somebody, and by giving birth to a child, of course, you feel love to that child. But, and you need to not to know what happened before. Like that, what is your baby now was your killer in your past life, in any past life. You have to forget that, otherwise you wouldn't be able to unconditional love. And by unconditional loving that baby, you get in peace with yourself again, because what you hated before, you forgot it's the same being, it's just a new body, you just forgot about that. And now where you gave hate beforehand, now you give love, because it's a child. And that's why this all gets solved. Because it doesn't matter how you do that or why you do that, you do it. So when you love something or somebody that you hated before, then this problem gets dissolved and you get more to yourself. And this is also one reason why people become babies. Not always, of course. Yeah? There's always also unconditional love. But at the end, you'll find out you love everybody. There's a reason for that. But when you think, I turn from loving somebody to hating somebody because there was a coincidence that he or she killed me and I didn't deserve that, then of course you are separating one being out of your heart, and by this you are separating yourself from yourself, from the divine, and then this mechanism may start, as I told you, to become to get babies. But of course, it doesn't have to be like that, but many people do so. So if you ask somebody, did you know which soul now is entering your body and what did this soul did in the past lives? And did you have a free will to choose if you want to give birth or not, just by having sex? Can you choose that or not? And if you have to answer honestly, no, I can't, of course, then there must be something behind of that that you don't want to know. Because it's unbearable to give birth to somebody that you hate, of course. That's why you have to forget. So you see how deep unconditional love gets. Unconditional love means you are still in love even if you are killed. That was the message of Jesus, who said, I am still in love with you even if you torture me to death. And that's only unconditional love. That only. And you say, if you follow Jesus, for example, there are more examples, of course, but just one example here. You follow that guide and say, unconditional love is the highest value of all values. If this would be the case, you wouldn't hate anybody. You wouldn't oppose any ideas on somebody, what you want from your partner, what you don't want from your partner. You just love that human being or any being unconditionally, regardless what that person is doing or not. So nevertheless, this human being has a free will. So your partner has a free will, and maybe he's doing something that you don't want, or he's not doing something that you want. It's always the same thing. Maybe you're in love with somebody, but that man, your woman, doesn't matter, is not in love with you. Or otherwise, or you are in love with somebody, but this person is misbehaving and treating you badly, and you still love the person. You ask yourself, why I am still with that person, even if it's hurting so bad. And I know it's wrong what this person is doing, but still I can't leave. There's always some kind of open invoice that you feel, karmic open invoice that you feel good to have with that person, because something has to be released, something has to be recognized, something has to be done or left. So this bond is gone. So there is a difference between unconditional being together out of unconditional love or being together out of bondage. And a lot of people think bondage is some kind of relationship. It's natural to have a bondage with somebody that you love. I say, no, that's not the case. These are also the people who think if you love a bird, you put it into the cage in your room, so it always sings for you. And then they think this is unconditional love, to give that bondage, to give less freedom to a being. And that's an act of love. The same thing here. So if you somehow use tricks or you have some ideas about how your partner should behave, so you're able to love, and you're not loving, or you feel hurt when the person behaves differently, this only means you love that picture of that person, how he or she should be, and you don't love how this human being really is. And this is, at the end, it's extremely difficult to do so, because you don't know who you are, usually. If you don't know who you are, you have no idea who is everybody else. That's the same at the end. It's not similar, it's exactly the same thing. If you know who you are, you know who everybody else is. And then you can be starting to unconditional love. Otherwise, it's not possible. So you have to not love yourself. You have to create an image of yourself. You have to give it a form. You say, this or that I am, and you have to forget what you truly are. And when you do like this, you have to do this to everybody else. So when you start to define who you are, you are at the same very moment defining other people. Maybe differently, but you are defining. And when you are defining, you are living unconditional love. You have to, because unconditional love is no definition. There is no form for unconditional love. It's formless. Why? Because it's not a creation. It can't be a form. It can show through all the forms. That's true. Like all the movies need some electricity and some light bulb to put it on the screen of your cinema. all the movies, doesn't matter which one you play, you need some light behind of that. That's true. So all your creations, all your images that you have of for yourself and of other people, these are all those cinemas, these movies on the screen. But of course, behind of that always shines unconditional love as that pure light. So you have to find out what is the same in all the movies, and you find out, oh, it's the light, and you find, oh, it's unconditional love. Or you define something, or you give an image to somebody or yourself, and then you are stuck in that movies, and you forget all about the light that is needed. So that's also a very interesting trick. To be able to condition love, you have to have beforehand unconditional love. To be able to see a movie, you need to have a light. It's not possible otherwise. So you need unconditional love to be able to then condition it. And that's very interesting. That's also why meditation works, because meditation is purely unconditioning. It's purely dissolving those bondages. And by becoming being aware of less and less bondages, because you release them, of course, more and more unconditional love, or less conditioned for the beginning, will show up. And then you have to deal with that, because you will find out, well, I still love you, it doesn't matter what you do. And that's a very tough thing, because you can't do anything against it. You cannot misuse it anymore, and you cannot be misused anymore, because all what is out there in manipulation is working on exactly that thing, that you can be given something or taken from you something. As a divine being, let's say more like a holographic expression of God, no, Allah, then it means you already have everything, because there's nothing more than being divine. And if you really know that, what you truly are, it cannot be given to you. When you know what you truly are, it's not possible that people can give you love, because you already have all the love that is there. You cannot be given more. But if you don't know what you are, if you don't feel that what you are, of course, then somebody can give you love, because you don't have all. You think you don't have all. You feel you don't have all. And somebody can give you love, then you feel more love, of course, because it's given to you. But also the same person can take it from you. And by giving and taking from you, you can be manipulated. Like, if you do this, I give you. And if you don't do this, I will take from you. And this is all what religion is telling you. This is all what education is telling you. What cultures are telling you and society is telling you. They give you something if you behave correctly. And they take from you if you misbehave. But if you know what you truly are as a divine being, it cannot be given something to a divine. And it cannot be taken something from the divine. It's not possible. So your decisions, how you deal with life, what you do and what you don't, is not your decisions don't root on this what is given or what is taken. It's always the root. Is it divine or is it not divine? That's the mere question. If it's divine or not divine, it doesn't care if it's something. If you get something or if you give something, because at the end, what should be given? It's all there. What should be taken? It's always there, because you are already the highest. So that's the main problem. You see, this is all somehow combined. So it means when you are hurt, and always because the person doesn't take what you want to give, or you should receive something that you don't want to take. And then you feel less love, of course. And why do you feel less love? Because you, at the very beginning, didn't realize the love that the divine already gave to you. And that's the main failure that we have. We didn't realize yet that we have already everything that we ever can get. And that's why this doing nothing is so important. Because by doing nothing, you will go sink deeper and deeper into the feeling that you just, in silent meditation, for example, you just sit there. Of course, you first go through all your thinking and your emotions and body feelings that are all unpleasant somehow. But when you think through them, there will be a time where you reach the bottom. Like when you go for diving, you will reach the bottom And then you'll find out, wow, now a lot of peace, a lot of love, a lot of joy is coming up out of nowhere. There is no pain maybe anymore. There's maybe no emotion anymore, etc., etc. But just there. It's, love is just there. And then you get to the very root I'm talking about. It's the root that you, this love is already given to you, doing nothing. You cannot do anything, and you don't have to do anything to deserve the divine love. So by thinking I have to do something to get love, if from some person or some from family, from anywhere, you are leaving that floor. You are leaving that foundation of divine love. And you're going up to the surface, and of course you're missing the root, and then you have to struggle to get always something like you get love. But if you find out on the root, well, I already have that. Nobody can give it to me what I already have. Well, then the table changes, and you turn around your life, because then you will act out of that love, and you don't act anymore to receive love from anywhere or anybody.